Not only that, Father God, I pray that those that are viewing the live stream will have ears open as well to hear your word and a heart to receive your word. And I ask you to minister to them, Father, by your word. Wherever their needs are, wherever they hurt, whatever they need to know, Father, grant it to them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. Thank you for this honor of ministering your word. We give you the praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. All right. I want to say to you again that Jesus said that men ought always to pray and not faint, not lose heart, not give up. Amen. And so we've been ministering along that line, and really it's all tying in together, getting closer to the Lord. Amen. Walking with God. Let me say this, and we're going to move, and I'll actually read Luke chapter 18, verse 1 to you. But the word of God tells us about Enoch. And one of the things that it says about Enoch was that Enoch walked with God. Enoch walked with God. And it says that Enoch walked with God and he was not. In other words, one day God caught him away. One day he was raptured right out of here. Amen. Amen. But he walked with God. He walked with God. He walked close to God. Amen. And so one day God took him right out of here. Guess what? Paul, the Apostle Paul, says, those of us that are alive and remain at the coming of the Lord shall be what? Caught up. Amen. Caught up together with those that have already, that would have died ahead, and their bodies caught up as well, because the word of God said the dead shall rise first, and then we that are alive here on the earth shall be caught up. Amen. Now, we don't know the date or the time, and I'm not one to try to set dates, and I'm not one to try to set times, but we are told to watch. We're told to watch, we're told to pray, and we can know and understand the seasons that we're living in. And I'm here to tell you this, and please hear what I'm telling you. Jesus can come back any day now. Jesus can come back any hour. Jesus can come back any minute and any second. Wouldn't it be awesome if Jesus came back while I'm preaching here this morning? I hope you agree with me on that. Yes. And if you say, whoa, Pastor, slow down. I'm not ready. Well, get ready. Get ready, because he is coming. He is coming. And you don't want to be left behind, because it's going to be rough down here. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But in walking with God, we need to have a prayer life. Is that right? Amen. Amen. So in Luke chapter 18, verse 1, it says, just the first verse, says, then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not to lose heart. Amen. Look at someone and just tell them, say, there's always hope. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so I'm not going to go back over what we've covered the last few weeks, except for last week, Father's Day. I changed up a little bit, but you can go back and You know, you can watch it on YouTube, or you can watch the church Facebook page and watch the service there. You know, if you'd like to have a CD, I don't know if people are listening to too many CDs now. On the newer cars, they're not even putting the CD player in there. Anybody in here have a new car without a CD player? Raise your hand. Well, I say a new car, a newer model, a later model car that doesn't have a CD player. Raise your hand again. Amen. Now, you know what? That's one thing I wish they hadn't done. Because I still got a lot of CDs that I love to listen to while I'm driving. Amen. I think CDs is a great thing, but, you know, they're moving away from them. But if you want one, you can still get one. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I want you to turn to the first epistle of John. 1 John, 5th chapter. And I want to give you some important points when it comes to prayer. And I'm not saying that I'm covering everything, because I know I'm not covering everything. But these are important points that you need to know. In 1 John chapter 5, do you have 1 John chapter 5? Amen. Amen. Well, let me tell you this. Point number one, if you're going to pray, you need to pray in line with the Word of God. If you expect God to answer your prayer. Now, if you're going to go out and pray crosswise the Word of God and praying for something that God doesn't even approve of, don't expect Him to answer your prayer. It's not that He don't love you, but He's not going to violate His Word. You hear me? He's not going to violate His Word. God is good, isn't He? God is good. So in 1 John chapter 5, I want to read the 14th verse, verse 14, 15. It says, now this is the confidence, okay? This is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to what? His will. In other words, it's got to line up with His word. Amen. You have no business praying for another man's wife. God's not going to answer that prayer. Or for another woman's husband. God's not going to answer that prayer. You understand what I'm saying? God's not going to answer that prayer because that doesn't line up with His will. Verse 14 again. And that's just an example. Now, this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. So first of all, we must be confident that God hears us when we pray. When I'm praying in line with His word, when I'm praying in line with His will, I know that God hears me. Jesus said at Lazarus' tomb, Father, I know You hear me when I pray. Amen. Verse 15, and if we know, now, I don't want to rush through this because this is very, very important. You got to get this. See how this is worded. And if we know, Sometimes you can just rush through verses too fast. Sometimes. Okay. Some of you got it. Some of you hadn't got it yet. So let me back up again. I want you to get it. I'm backing up to verse 14. Listen to me. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. All right? And, everybody say and. If we know, if we know, if we know, if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know, there it is again, that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. Brothers and sisters, this is the confidence we need to have in our Heavenly Father. That when we come to the throne of grace, he hears us. And we got to know and understand that we have an audience with him. Why pray if you don't believe him anyway? I've been preaching a long time, been saved even longer. And I've heard so many people say, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. And then the next words out of their mouth totally contradicts what they just asked. And I'll get to that, not today, but I'll get to that at some point, because people don't take this serious. You see this little thing right here? That you bite sometime when you're eating too fast? That little thing can set you free, or it can keep you in bondage. If you're praying for God to heal you, then why are you talking about death? If you believe in for God to set you free, what are you talking about? Why are you talking about bondage all the time? If you are praying and asking God for his divine protection, then why are you talking fear all the time? Amen. Write this down, please. I must have confidence in my prayers. Matter of fact, I got a little ahead of myself. I hope you have some space at the top. If you don't, you need to put it at the bottom. Say number one. Write this down. I must make sure, maybe you've already written it down. I must make sure that my praying line up with God's word. Or you can say it this way, or in agreement with God's word. And then number two is what I said first. I must have confidence in my praying. If you know your praying lined up with God's word, if it's in agreement with what God said, then you can have confidence. In other words, your confidence is in God, that he's going to do what you ask him to do. You follow me? Your confidence is in God. And then you can say, I know God hears my prayer. I know God's answering my prayer. Even though things may look dark, I know God is answering my prayer. He is my deliverer. He has been faithful, and he still is. Hallelujah. That's the reason I love that song. He's faithful. Let me read verse 15 again. We'll move on. And if we know that he hears us, you got to know it, whatever we ask, we know we have the petitions that we have asked of him. I didn't say it. The Bible said it. So don't come to me, but. No. This is what the Bible says. When things are not working the way I think they should be, I examine me, not God. I examine my relationship to the Word of God. God has never failed me, and he never will. God has never failed you, and he never will. Now, the devil may have lied to you and told you that God failed you. God has never, ever failed you. I always have to examine me to make sure that I'm in line with what he is saying. Make sure that I'm in line with what he has promised, because he's faithful. He is faithful. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just need to get aside and have some quiet time. Put on some anointed music. And notice I said anointed music that line up with the Word of God. None of that doubt and unbelief. And just take some time right by yourself and just bless the name of the Lord. Just praise the name of the Lord. Let him know that you know that he's faithful. You're not looking at the situation around you. You're looking at his faithfulness. You're depending on his faithfulness. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. So, number one was we must pray in line with his word. Flip backwards to the book of Mark, the 11th chapter, Mark the 11th chapter. Now, if any of you have been around any length of time, you've heard these verses that I'm about to read. But they are powerful verses. Mark chapter 11, I'll begin reading at verse 22. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God, or you can say have God kind of faith. Verse 23 says, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Now, look at verse 24. This is really where I'm going. Verse 24, Jesus said, therefore I say to you, you got that? Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray. Now, we understand that those whatever things we ask when we pray must be things that are in agreement with God's word. He's not going to violate his word. Amen. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, we're to do what? We're to believe. That's the confidence. We must believe, or he said, believe that you receive them and you will have them. That's what Jesus said. Amen. Praise God. But we got to make sure that we don't allow doubt to come in. Amen. All right, let's keep going. Let's keep going. Now here's the clicker sometimes. Sometimes we wonder, Lord, I have done everything I know to do. I have prayed your word. I have stood on your word. But Lord, I still don't see an answer to my prayer. Lord, what's wrong? Well, it could be what I'm about to read next, which is verse 25. Because now, let me read verse 24, and then we'll go right on into verse 25. Read 24 again. Therefore, Jesus said, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and, everybody say have, I mean, say and you will what? Have them. Everybody say and again.
And.
Uh-oh. Now, Jesus is still teaching here. Whatever you ask when you pray, you have them. Believe that you receive them, you have them, and, well, he goes on to say, and you will have them. And then it says, and again, whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, what are we to do? See, folks don't talk about that very much. You know, it's easy to talk about, I believe, I receive, and you should. If you prayed and you're lining up with God's word, you should believe that you receive. But Jesus didn't stop there. He didn't stop there. He said, and if you have anything against anyone, you are to do what?
Forgive
them. That will hinder answered prayer. Unforgiveness. Offense. You know, sometimes, how many of you, well, maybe you probably hire somebody to do it, but you don't really have to raise your hand, but just make you think, you know, your bathroom sink or your kitchen sink get clogged up, and you know, the water either runs slow or sometimes it didn't run at all. And what's actually going on is there's stuff that that's built up in your pipe, And you need to get that pipe cleaned. You need to get the pipe cleaned out. When you get the pipe cleaned out, guess what? The water's going to flow freely, right? But you know, sometimes we need to get our pipes cleaned out. things are not flowing. They're either flowing slow or they're not flowing at all. Why? Because there's somebody that we are offended at, and we refuse to forgive them. And we don't realize that it is hindering our prayers. We are dealing with a God, hear me good, we are dealing with a God that forgave us of all of our sins, all of the mess that was in our lives, all the junk that we got involved in. And when we came to Jesus Christ, He forgave us for all of it. He forgave us for all of it. How dare we not forgive someone that has offended us? We come to church, we shout, hallelujah, amen, thank you, Jesus. But yet we're holding resentment against folks when God is telling us, you release them. Release them. You release them. Turn this over to me. You release them. You love them. You pray for them. Why? So that you can be free. See, we don't understand that sometimes. We're upset at someone because of what they have done to us, but what we don't realize too many times is that we're in worse shape than they are. They're going on being their bad selves, and we're in the doctor's office, all stressed out. They doing their thing, and we choking down medication, just trying to stay normal, only because we refuse to release that individual or individuals. God always wants what's best for me. God always wants what's best for you. So when He tells you to forgive, that's the best thing for us. Yeah. Forgive. Yeah. When He tells you to stop living the way you're living, guess what? That's for us. I've heard people say, well, you know, I would be a Christian, but God is trying to make my life miserable. You don't want me to do this, don't want me to do that. It's for your good. It's for our good. God loves us. When it comes to the love of His people, He don't joke around. If one of your babies, one of your children, are playing around the heater, are you going to stand there and watch him touch it? No, you're going to get away from there. Get away from there. That'll burn you. And if they look at you and smile and go back towards again, are you going to say, well, go ahead and get burnt then. I don't care. No. You're going to take other action because you love that child. And you want what's best for that child. And we got to understand, God always wants what's best for us. So when He tells us to do something, we need to do it. If He tells us not to do something, guess what? We don't need to do it. Many times we get in trouble and we think, oh, God, why'd you let this happen? God didn't let it happen. It's because of our own disobedience we get in trouble. So, let me get back to verse 25 here. So Jesus says, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him. Now look at the rest of this verse. That your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. Your pipe's clogged. Need to be free. Hallelujah. Please, whatever you do, make a decision that I'm going to live a life of forgiveness, because I cannot control everybody. I can't make everybody love me. Not going to try. But one thing I can do, I can love them. And if my enemy need a drink of water, I give him a drink of water. You're still here. Offense can hinder our prayer life. Anybody know what I'm talking about? It don't matter what they did. Forgive them and move on. I've heard people over the years talk about how they can't forgive someone. You know, maybe someone molested them or treated them horribly. But they can't forgive them. I say, yes, you can through Christ Jesus. You hear me? Yes, you can through Christ Jesus. And understand, when we do that, it helps us. Glory to God. Matthew chapter 5, and we're going to go just a few more minutes, and we got some other things we're going to do after the message. Matthew chapter 5. Y'all still here? Listen to what Jesus said. And again, he's teaching here, and I'll just begin reading at verse 23 for the sake of time. He says, therefore, this is Jesus talking, therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. It's important to God that his people be in unity with one another. You know what? Can I say this? There's no reason, no good reason, for anybody to be offended, and I'm not saying that you are. I'm not saying that you are. I'm making a point. There is no good reason that anybody in this sanctuary should be offended at anybody else. I'm not saying that they haven't done something or said something that you didn't like. I'm not saying that. I'm saying we got to know how to deal with it. We got to know how to deal with it. Being a pastor, I've had, and all pastors experience this, but people talk about you, you know, some of it good, some of it not so good. But I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. I'm going to make sure that I walk with God and I do what's right. And I'm not going to go home and crying to Miss Kathy, oh, did you hear what they said about me? Did you hear what they said about my preaching? I'm not going to do it, because I refuse to allow myself to be put in that bondage. Whom the Son set free is what?
Free
indeed. Amen. Praise God. So I'm going to walk in freedom. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. And let me say this too. And I've seen this over the years. In a public setting, when you pray, because you know we have prayer here often, every week. But in a public setting, when you pray, don't pray to impress other people. Now, I've been around a long time. I've been around 71 years, and I've seen a lot. And I've heard, anybody ever heard people say, oh, Lord, can he pray? Oh, Lord, can she pray? Well, I've heard some of them, not all of them, but I heard some of them that they said they could really pray, and I'm listening, and they're trying to draw attention to themselves. Jesus warned them about that. Jesus said some of them want to be seen because of their much speaking. Some of them want to be seen because how they speak and how they are able to arrange their words and impress you. God is not interested in that. When I pray, I want to be effective. When I pray, I want heaven to hear me. When I pray, I want to see things change. Amen. And I don't think anybody here is guilty of that, but I've seen that. But if you pray in a public setting, you don't have to try to impress anybody. You just seek God. You pray to God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I could go further, but I'm going to stop right here. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word today. May we be effective in our praying. And Father, may we pray according to your will. Father, we know that when we pray according to your will,